Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today. Here are Francisco Rojas. I hope you all enjoyed your weekend. And since then, though, the Dodgers have now won the National League pennant. I guess you can say, look, the Phillies lost to the best team in the National League. I know we might have been saying that when we lost to the Dodgers in that series, but I mean, now we can officially say that we lost in the playoffs to the best team, the reigning champs, and now back-to-back National League champs. So over the weekend that happened. Over the weekend also, Shohei Ohtani hit 3 home runs and struck out 10 batters in 6 innings in the same game. Outrageous. But that's just all part of the Dodgers machine, is Shohei Ohtani. He's the leader of it. But so today with the Phils, I actually want to talk about something related to the Dodgers once again. And it comes in the form of the Brewers losing to the Dodgers. I want to get to that to start. I also want to touch on Dave Dombrowski's comments about Bryce Harper, about what he said about him not being an elite level player anymore. I want to touch on that as well, because I didn't really touch on it on Thursday after I watched the press conference. Because honestly, I didn't really think like a whole lot of it until like the reaction afterwards. I'm just being honest. And then I kind of thought about it and I was like, okay, yeah, let me give my take on this. So I'm going to get to that as well. And then also Nick Castellanos, the report that he's not going to be here, and just my thoughts on that in a little bit. So we'll get to that as well. And then maybe a little bit of around Major League Baseball later. I'll update you on the American League Championship Series. So I've been kind of hearing, and I feel like it was happening as the Brewers series is happening, and not even kind of here. I've been thinking about it myself too. But the way the Brewers played the Dodgers, does it? I'm curious because of how that series happened and the Dodgers starting pitching dominated the Brewers offense. That was the main reason why they won that series, and it was a big reason why they beat the Phillies. So in relation to how the Brewers, who had the number one seed in the National League, and they were, you know, seen as a team that maybe, well, they had to prove it, but could make a run, they get swept by the Dodgers in the NLCS. Does how the Brewers played against the Dodgers make you feel any better, any different, any worse? I'm curious to know how you feel about the Brewers, the way they lost to the Dodgers. Does it make you feel any better the way the Brewers offense, who was really good in the regular season too, in a different way, maybe not hitting, having a guy hitting 50 home runs or anything like that, like they did with Prince Fielder back in the day. Does it make you feel any better about how the Phillies, you know, all those games were close and all those games were close. It was a close series. Yes, the Dodgers won in four, but it was a close series for the most part. Does it make you feel any different about how the Phillies played the Dodgers with how the Brewers got swept by the Dodgers because of their starting pitching? For me, I don't feel any different than I did before. Because honestly, number one, I wasn't necessarily sure if I believed so much in the Brewers. The Brewers were a team to me that, yes, they were impressive in the regular season. They were really impressive. They were a team that was like, how are they winning all these games with not really any big, like, huge name superstars? Like, Jackson Churio is probably going to be a really good player for years to come. He's really young. Christian Yelich is still there, not really the same player that he was as an MVP level, you know, 5 years ago or 5-6 years ago, somewhere around there. And they got good starting pitching. They got Freddie Peralta. They have a good bullpen too. But like, it was still the Brewers. This year and in years past, it was like, okay, but like, they're a team that has to prove it to me. So for me, it was like, I never really, they had to prove it to me. And they proved to me that I was, why me? And there were others too that were skeptical about the Brewers. And also, not to take away from the Dodgers starting pitching, because the Dodgers starting pitching was awesome. They were awesome. They've been awesome in the last two rounds and really the entire playoffs. Brewers offense was also struggling before the Dodgers series started. I think they scored like 6 runs in the last 3 games against the Cubs in the NLDS. They were already struggling a little bit. So it's not like, I mean, their offense went cold too. Like, their offense was really hot in the first 2 games against the Cubs, and their offense went cold, and they were a reason why they almost even lost that series to the Cubs. That series went 5. So offense was already struggling. So I'm not looking at that saying like, well, man, the Dodgers just they did. They did shut down the Brewers, but also like their offense had momentum where they needed to get it going, and they weren't. So I don't know, man. I just, the Brewers, the way their offense was going, and they needed to show and prove it to me, and they didn't prove it to me. And I don't really know how you like relate the Brewers to the Phillies in a way that like their offenses are different. The way the Phillies offense operates with, you know, with Schwarber doing a lot of the work with his power and Trey and Bryce, it was just a little bit different than how the Brewers offense operates with a lot of, you know, like scrappy guys who, play really just good overall baseball, whether it's on the base paths or whether it's, just good fundamental baseball, which it ended up just didn't working against the Dodgers. It just did, and they, again, like their starting pitching just shut them down. I mean, they were getting like historic performances from Snell and Yamamoto and obviously Ohtani in game 4 too. I just don't think that like the way the Brewers played the Dodgers really like compares to, like, the Phillies have had their own issues anyway. The Phillies have had their own issues with how they don't perform well under pressure. And maybe the Brewers, maybe, but like the Brewers are, you know, the Phillies have had this core for 4 years, and we've been watching them, how they've played in the postseason versus the Brewers, this team, you know, like this is like the first year that they've like really been, they've had this big season. Not that they haven't had good seasons the last couple of years. They won 90 plus games, lost the wild card, but this was the year that they almost won 100 games, one of the best teams in baseball in regular season. It was a little different. So I'm just curious where you stand on like the watching the Brewers Dodgers series, or maybe if you didn't watch a lot of it or just you're checking box scores, whatever, did that make you feel any better about how the Phillies played the Dodgers, where the Phillies went toe-to-toe with the Dodgers and they technically, I'm saying, played them better than the Brewers played them? So just curious, did that make you feel any better just watching, seeing that series at all? Okay. So curious about that. You can also tweet me your thoughts at @Rojas_media_. Tell me what you think about that. Okay. Next thing. Now, I didn't get to the Bryce Harper comments from Dave Dombrowski. If you did not hear any of the press conference, and I'm sure you've probably heard much of it or watched all of it, some of it, whichever, I'm curious to know from you about Dave Dombrowski, his comments on Bryce Harper. First off, here is what Dave Dombrowski had to say about Bryce Harper.
I don't think, I mean, in Bryce's case, of course, he's still a quality player. He's still an all-star caliber player. He didn't have an elite season like he has had in the past. And I guess we only find out if he becomes elite or he continues to be good. I mean, it's not like he's, you know, it's like if you say to me, I look around the league, I'm trying to think, Freddie Freeman. He's a really good player, right? He still is a good player. Is he elite like he was before? Probably not to the same extent. And so that's nothing negative. You know, Freddie's a tremendous player. And that's, to me, is Bryce. Can he rise to the next level again? I don't really know that answer. I mean, and really, he's the one that will dictate that more than anything else, I mean, is what it comes down to. So I don't think he's content with the year that he had. And again, it wasn't a bad year. But when I think of Bryce Harper, you think an elite, right? You're thinking one of the top 10 players in baseball, and I don't think it fit into that category. But again, very good player. I have no idea when you see somebody. I have seen guys at his age. Again, he's not old. That level off. Or I've seen guys rise again. We'll see what happens.
So, yeah, it's funny, at the time that I watched the press conference, I actually didn't think much of it because, you know what, honestly, and I know you're going to think I'm crazy and like, what are you talking about? Like, how can you not think anything of it? At the time, I'm saying, at the time, I just kind of, like, I thought he was being, like, logical about it. Like, to be honest, like, I didn't think there was any, and Dave Dombrowski's a very, like, he doesn't speak with like a whole lot of big, it's not like a huge personality. So like you're sitting there, you just watch.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
You're just watching him speak, and I was just kind of like, yeah, I don't know if I just got like lost in the press conference, but I was like, yeah, he's right. Like Bryce Harper, he might not be elite anymore because of, he didn't mention injuries, I don't think, but like injuries and age and stuff like that. He did say he was old, and that was weird. It was like, he's not old. It's not like an old player. But I didn't think much of it at the time because I just like, honestly, like I mostly agree with it. But you think about it, and after that comment got some traction on social media, on the radio, wherever, even places like Foul Territory TV, stuff like that. I know Todd Frazier talked about it. And after seeing all that, I was like, oh yeah, that just kind of like a it's a weird comment. Here's my thing. I don't have like a huge, ginormous, strong, like angry take about this, I'm gonna be honest. And if I did, I probably would have had it off the bat. I think that I don't know if it's like, people are saying it might be personal. I don't know if it's personal. I just think it's like a weird way to potentially challenge a guy. I know Jim Salisbury from the Philly show mentioned that he sees it as a challenge to him. I think it's just like an odd way to challenge him. I think when Rob Thompson spoke about Bryce and his season that he had, he was more of Topper said, you know, Bryce had maybe not a season to his standards and that he expects him to have the best year of his career in 2026. That makes sense to me. Like that makes sense of like, okay, you're challenging a guy. That makes a lot of sense. And I mean, Dombrowski did say like, it's up to Harper and that it's up to Bryce if he wants to be elite anymore. And he said, we'll see. So there was like kind of, he did mention that, but it was still, it was weird to kind of compare him to Freddie Freeman. Freeman's what, like 36 years old, and Freddie's still a really good player. And I get that. Bryce is 33. I mean, you could still look at like 32, 33, 34, that age range to kind of still be like the last of your prime years. And to already put him in the category of like, okay, I think he's like Freddie Freeman. He's a really good player, but not elite anymore. It was, I don't know, maybe I'm off base here. Maybe I am, but I think most people would agree with kind of the stance that I'm taking here so far. It was a bit of a weird way to phrase it. I'm not going as crazy as other people are. Like I think some other people are going like insane over what he said. I don't think it's that crazy. I don't think it's that wild to what Dombrowski said, to where it's like, man, he's going to, Dombrowski and Harper, they're going to have a weird, like, I don't think it's going to be like that. I think Bryce is going to probably just take it as more or less of a challenge. And he's going to try to have like Rob Thompson said, the best year of his career. I would hope. I don't know. But I mean, like Matt Gelb, who's the one who asked him a question, did give him the option of, did he have just a down season, or is this like the downward trend that we're going to see with Bryce Harper now? And he did choose downward trend rather than down season. So, I mean, I don't know, man. It was an interesting answer. I will say that. And I'm just not going as crazy as some other people are over what Dave Dombrowski said, but maybe I'm crazy to not be going crazy over it. I don't know. But you tell me. You can tweet me at @Rojas_media_. Okay, so that was that. I am curious to know what people thought about that. But I know the press conference was Thursday now, but I did want to circle back on this because I didn't really give any thoughts on it. Okay, so next thing. Nick Castellanos is a 99.9% chance, probably 100% chance, that Nick Castellanos is will not play another game in a Philadelphia Phillies uniform. According to Fox Sports MLB, and I think Matt Gelb had a piece recently talking about Nick Castellanos, and the reports are that Nick Castellanos is either expected to be released or traded or released this offseason. Now, I didn't know that they could release him. I guess they could even, well, I don't know, but I thought that because he has one more year on his contract, I thought that meant that he can't be released. But apparently there must be a way in his contract here, I guess, where they can release him after this season, even though he's going to be a free agent after next year. But But either way, Nick Castellanos is not going to be with the Philadelphia Phillies any longer. It's not official yet or anything like that. It's from what I understand, the Phillies are probably going to try to find a, not probably, we're going to try to find a trade partner first. And if nobody is willing to trade for Nick Castellanos, that the Phillies are going to release him. And to be honest, what the Phillies have gotten from Castellanos as a player since he's been here, his production-wise as a player, and what has transpired with the dugout incident in Miami, and then Castellanos' comments about Rob and his... and his Rob Thompson, his communication. Nick, he just can't be here anymore. He just can't. He just can't. I mean, it just doesn't make sense for him to be back as a Philly. And for the money that the Phillies paid for him, absolutely not worth it. And it's not like Nick came here and he was old. He came here in his prime years. Like, he literally spent his, what should be, I mean, still considering sports, I still think, in most sports, maybe not football, because like in football, maybe you're running back, you're like 25, 26. Those are your prime years because short stints for running backs in the NFL. But like prime years in baseball should be like 28 to 32, you know, your late 20s, your early 30s, that age range. And Nick Castellanos came here, you know, 29 to 33, somewhere around there. And he's 33 now. And he came here in his prime years and gave you the worst offensive numbers of his career. The worst offensive numbers of his career since probably like the early days with Detroit, like first couple of seasons. But he was a young player. He was getting acclimated. He was, you know, learning being a major leaguer. And then he, you know, from the mid 2010s started to ramp it up. He became, you know, one of the more like consistent hitters in baseball. And he comes to Philadelphia and after Cincinnati too, after Chicago and Cincinnati, after Detroit, and gave you some of literally the worst years of his career. The worst years of his career. I mean, he did have you know, a decent season in 2023, and numbers wise, just because he made the All-Star team. But I remember the second half of that 2023 year wasn't all that great. And I mean, he produced 1.5 WAR that year. I mean, he's never been a great fielder, so you weren't expecting his value as a fielder to really prop his value up as a player. But you know, I mean, just he produced, and I'm looking at his numbers now, he produced 1.1 WAR here, averaged 20 home runs, a little over 81 RBIs, and a 732 OPS. Those, look, I'm the 20 home runs doesn't kill me. It's more about the fact that he produced a 306 on base percentage and a 732 OPS here in 4 years. That's not what the Phillies paid for. And I'm also curious to know, like, what, so it's not official yet because he's not on the team anymore. What do you think the Castellanos' time here in Philadelphia is going to be remembered as? Like, is he not going to be remembered as in the positive light? Is it going to be negative? Is it just going to be in the middle? Because I'm going to be honest, man, like, Castellanos was at times a really likable player because we just liked his personality. We like how honest he was. But there have also been times this year with things that he said about Topper, the dugout incident, and his production as a player, just not great. All that mixed in, I'm curious, what do you think that Castellanos' time here in Philadelphia is going to be remembered as? Because there's a lot of people who liked him. I don't think there's a lot of people, not many people who hated him necessarily. I think there's a lot of people that maybe were how I felt, where I was like, man, he needs to get criticized more for his play. But I'm curious to know, because Nick Castellanos is not going to be here as a Philly anymore. It's, sources are confirming that it's expected to be traded or released this offseason. So I'm curious to know. And last thing, Kyle Schwarber, that episode, a couple more things. Kyle Schwarber, the episode came out of him on Abbott Elementary. I didn't watch the show, but I watched the clip, and it's really funny. So you can find the clip on Twitter. If you search Schwarber Abbott Elementary, it comes up, the full like 2+ minute scene with him in it was really funny. And then also the ALCS, the Blue Jays beat the Seattle Mariners at home last night in ALCS game six with a 6-2 win. Game seven will be tonight. Two best words in major league sports. Game seven tonight will be George Kirby on the mound for the Mariners, Shane Bieber on the mound for the Blue Jays, and the winner take all to go to the World Series and face the Dodgers. So we will see tonight. All right, that will do it for me, Francisco Rojas. I'll be back Thursday, but stay tuned every single day for Phillies Today, or every single day of you know the work week, Monday through Friday. And we will be back with more content from other great people that do a great job on the show. So that will do it for me. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.